Bangladesh takes on religious freedom issues in a storm of chaos. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll get an update on what this means for grassroots missions. And a mobile gospel is far more mobile than it used to be. That story's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, a while ago we told you that Bangladesh was getting ready for a hearing to clarify the religious freedom stated in the Constitution. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
In 1971, the Constitution declared that all religions were equal, and it was a secular society. And yet, later on, in 1988, the Constitution was amended to make Islam the state religion.
Now, the hearing was supposed to be held on Monday, but ended up getting dismissed. The High Court hasn't said why, but there was a lot of chaos before they dropped it.
There had been many radical factions that have held riots, even some killings of Christians, as a threat against the government, saying, if you proceed with those hearings, you will see more of these riots and more of these killings.
Though the Constitution is still foggy, FMI is continuing with their ministry. On Easter Day, one of their missionaries showed the Jesus film. Would you be praying for those who came to Christ? Moving on to Asia Pacific, China Aid, partners with Voice of the Martyrs, is challenging governments for something different. At a recent forum in Thailand, representatives from 26 countries discussed the rise in faith-based persecution, why it should be stopped, and how to stop it. A key need? Freedom of religion. Believers are asking for prayer. The first domino to fall in civilization is religious freedom. For those who follow Christ in these regions, ask God to present them with gospel opportunities. You're listening to Mission Network News. Reports surfaced this week revealing a new problem among U.S. veterans, opioid overdose. Opioids are often prescribed to treat chronic pain, a problem faced by over half of all vets. Not all chronic pain results from physical injury, though. There's post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and it's gaining attention in the medical field. But one aspect is still being ignored.
Survivor's guilt is almost another name for PTSD altogether.
And that's a burden carried by almost every veteran who meets with Steve Prince of Warriors Set Free. This division of Set Free Ministries helps veterans overcome the wounds of war through biblical counseling.
Whatever we did or did not do or whatever the situation is, we have to look at forgiveness. And then if we can't forgive ourselves, which there's semantics in there, but it's a matter of accepting forgiveness that Jesus Christ paid for.
Visit us online at missionnews.org to connect a vet that you know with Warriors Set Free. And sharing the word can bring comfort to a survivor, and anyone else for that matter. Christian Resources International is helping to get the gospel out with the shipments of used Bibles and Christian books.
This next 2 weeks, we're sending 5 sea containers. That's approximately $3 million used book value of Bibles and Christian books going to Ghana, Kenya, but most importantly, the one that we're talking about right now is Hong Kong.
CRI is shipping out their fourth order to Hong Kong this week, and there's a lot of hype among the people. You should note, their work hasn't gone unnoticed by certain groups.
It's been such an impact that the followers of Islam are now trying to copycat our ministry and do the same thing with the Quran and other things of that religion. And so we know that we're having an impact because they're trying to beat us at our own game, so to speak.
Pray that the shipment will make an impact for the Great Commission. And while CRI has been preparing those shipments, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has been helping kids. Sat7 recently reported during an Easter program that it helped put on for kids, both Christians and non-Christians began to voice their faith in God. And while that's great, would you pray that these kids will continue to find hope and love in Christ? Find out more about the stories you've heard in today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.